Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The homebound segment of our population has certainly grown during the pandemic, and that has resulted in more growth for companies that serve them. Charles McDonough is CEO of Interim Healthcare, and he joins us by phone now from his company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. Charles, welcome to the program.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Absolutely. Interim Healthcare of the Upstate has been in operation since 1979, started by Ray Schroeder. We've been serving approximately 4,000 patients in the Upstate on a monthly basis at that time, and are considered one of the largest healthcare providers of home health, hospice, and personal care services in the state of South Carolina. While we're independently owned and operated, we're also a franchise of the National Interim Healthcare Network, which has more than 400 locations across the country.
Tell us what's been happening in the home healthcare industry during this pandemic.
Well, I think, Mike, that's probably the understatement of the century. It's more probably apt to say what hasn't been happening. When COVID hit, the country as a whole really came to a standstill. And unfortunately, healthcare was one of the most significantly impacted just given the state of the disease and how it overwhelmed the industry as a whole. While the need for home healthcare has been growing even pre-pandemic, given the fact that you couldn't go receive care or didn't want to receive care in a facility has exponentially grown the need for these services. Just for example, our organization alone here at Interim has grown by 35% through the pandemic as a result of the need for that, so that people can get the acute care or subacute care that they need in the comfort of their own home, and frankly, where most individuals would prefer to receive their care.
Has the issue of staffing come up with this growth?
Absolutely. Mike, the issue of staffing and finding qualified health professionals to care for these patients was a challenge before COVID, and it's a problem now even more than ever. While I wouldn't say it's a crisis at this point, it is quickly approaching that stage. Even before the pandemic, we had seen a nursing exodus and a nursing shortage, and now throughout the pandemic and through you see various shortages of PPE, the safety for our clinicians, nurses, and like disciplines have decided that they wanted to leave the workforce altogether. So we've had to really change our model on how we staff and retain employees, both pre-pandemic and post-pandemic, to make sure we can continue to serve and attract employees to be able to take care of our patients.
What are some of the attractions now that are featured to lure people to work in this industry?
Flexibility is one of them. Many health professionals that work in a hospital are typically used to routine 36-hour straight shift, or 312s, if you will. Home health care offers the flexibility to be able to be with your family and both provide patient care at the same time. In addition to the flexibility, we also offer a myriad of education opportunities where you can see the whole patient and just not segments of the patients like you would in a physician office or a practice. For example, oftentimes that if you want to take care of an infusion patient and you have wound care and education needs that occur, that's oftentimes segmented out where we focus on taking care of the entire patient while they're on our services at that time.
And this is a trend in the industry, not just at your company.
No, sir. It is absolutely a trend in the industry.
And telehealth has certainly come to the forefront. It looks to me as if this is going to continue post-pandemic. Do you see the same?
We absolutely see it continuing, and we've continued to invest in and double down on telehealth and telemedicine.
And Charles, we only have about a minute left. Share with us what you see as one of the more significant changes in your industry, trends going forward post-pandemic.
I think the number one thing about home health care is that it is undoubtedly a safe solution and a effective alternative to care that you would typically see in a brick-and-mortar facility. Home health care is not just specifically for the elderly patient, even though it's traditionally been used that way. It's available to all patients that may have a normal inability to be able to make it to the physician office or make it to the urgent care or even the emergency room. So I would also add on to that that the federal government is investing, as well as community partners here in the Upstate, into various hospital-at-home programs where the level of care that you would traditionally see at a hospital, you can actually receive those services in the home. And it's still as completely safe as it would be if you received those services in the hospital.
Charles, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, I appreciate the time.
Charles McDonough is CEO of Interim Healthcare of the Upstate, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.